We're discussing yesterday the mitzvah of Seudas Purim and how that is the means through which one generates and fulfills the mitzvah of Simchas Purim. As opposed, we explained, quoting a number of Achronim, to other Yomim Tovim, when the entire day of the Yom Tov is inherently a day of Simcha, on Purim, it's not that the day itself is entirely and exclusively a day of Simcha, but rather one has the obligation to generate a sense of Simcha through the Seudas Purim. So if Soloveitchik Zatzal explained that based on this, one understands a little more easily the comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, where the Rambam in Halacha Tezvav first tells us, Ketzad Chovas Seudazu, what is the obligation of the Seudas Purim? So Rambam says, Sheyocha Basar, V'yisaken Seudanoe, you're supposed to eat meat, put together a nice meal, B'sho Seyayin, you drink wine. And then the Rambam adds, V'chein Chayav Adam, L'shloach Shtei Manos Basar, O Shnei Minei Tavshil, O Shnei Minei Ochlin Chavero. So too one is chayv to send two portions of meat or cooked food or other food to his friend in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Rambam seems to include that mitzvah of Mishloach Manos as a subcategory of the obligation to eat Seudas Purim. And then Rambam says, two halachas later, Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanos evyonim milaharbos b'se'udaso u'b'shiloach manos l'reyav. Better to give more matanos levyonim than to have a larger se'uda or to send more mishloach manos. And why does Rambam say that if you're looking to do more of any of the above, it's better to do more of matanos levyonim rather than to do more of se'udas purim or more of mishloach manos? So Rambam says, because she'ein sham simcha gedola u'mefo'ara, there's no greater simcha than to be mesameach lev aniyim v'yesomim v'almanos v'gerim. No greater simcha than to bring joy to the hearts of those who are poor, orphans, widows, and gerim. Because if one brings simcha to the heart of these individuals, he's domel l'shechina. He's like the Shechina. So why should it be that the preference of giving more matanos levyonim over giving more mishloach manos over giving more to Seudas Purim is determined based on what generates more simcha? Maybe it's true that you dren it that there's no greater simcha than matanos levyonim in comparison to mishloach manos and Seudas Purim. But since when does the determination of the priority of which mitzvah is given preference, since when is that based on what generates a greater deal of simcha? If you have a separate chiyuv of Seudas Purim and of Mishloach Manos and of Matanos Levyonim, so why are you assessing the order of priority based on what generates a greater deal of simcha? Apparently, all three of these mitzvos are really all included in the general rubric of Simchas Purim. How do I fulfill Simchas Purim? Seuda, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim. Okay, so if all three mitzvos are simply subcategories of the overall obligation of Simchas Purim, then I understand very well. Well, which of the three generates the greatest simcha? Matanos Levyonim. Okay, then give more toward that than toward your Seuda, than toward Mishloach Manos. Because if these are all means of fulfilling Simchas Purim, then of course we'll give priority to that which generates the greatest degree of simcha, which Rambam identifies as being Matanos Levyonim. Is there subjectivity to Simchas Yom Tov, Simchas Purim, meaning what?
Or is it defined as this is Simcha?
So it seems to be quite clearly defined in terms of Seudas Purim is drinking wine, says Rambam, and eating meat. By Yom Tov also, it's subject to discussion, Bizman Hazeh, but there's a general assumption that Basar V'Yayin is what is objectively defined as generating Simcha as far as Simchas Yom Tov is concerned. So the Rambam is saying that once we have on Purim three means of fulfilling Simchas Purim, all of which are obligatory, Seudas Purim, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lev Yonim, but since the one of the three that generates the greatest deal of Simcha is the Matanos Lev Yonim, therefore give that priority in terms of how much effort or money one should invest in that mitzvah over the other two. That, right, he's objectively defining what.
Like, I enjoy this, so I'm going to do that.
Correct, right. Right, he's defining objectively, ein sham simcha gadola mefora el lesamech leiv aniyim. And then he explains, because one who's mesamech leiv ha'omlalim ha'elu is domer l'shechina. It's almost as if he's saying that the greatest simcha comes from that which most enables me to be domer l'shechina, which is the matanas lev yonim mitzvah. The greatest simcha is to be Davek Beshchina. So if this is what makes me closely Dom Leshchina more than the other two, so this is the greatest simcha on an objective level. Okay, but so now for a moment, just turning back to the particulars of the Seudas Purim that we started discussing yesterday, we mentioned the Rambam speaks of the eating of basar as part and parcel of the Seudas Purim and of the drinking of wine. An interesting discussion is found in the Achronim in Ratzi Pesach Tzvank, Tzvi Pesach Frank's Mikroi Kodesh, where there is a discussion as to why it appears in the Rambam that the drinking has to be dafka wine. The Gemara says a person is mechuyev le'evsume bepurya, to become intoxicated on Purim. And yet Rashi stresses in that Gemara Megillah, l'shtaker b'yayin, dafka with wine. The Rambam also says, v'shose yayin, one drinks wine, says the Rambam, ad sheyishtaker, until he becomes intoxicated. He stresses dafka drinking wine. Why should it be that the emphasis is not leshtaker, but rather in both the Rambam and Rashi, it appears the emphasis is leshtaker biyayin, specifically with wine. And the suggestion that is made here in Sefer Mikroi Kodesh is, well, on the one hand, perhaps because the nace of the Megillah occurred over the Mishta Hayayin. So we're specifically looking for the Yayin as the means to generate that Shichrus that we speak of on Purim. And secondly, perhaps since, as we've just noted, the Seuda is one of the ways through which one generates Simcha, and we know from the Psukim and from Chazal that Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh, wine is often associated with that which generates simcha. So if the suit is intended to generate simcha, perhaps there's a preference specifically for wine to use dafka wine in the fulfillment of that mitzvah of Chayav Enosh Levav Simcha Bepurya, because it's wine that, al pi halacha, is often that which we assume is generating simcha. Okay, so that's with regard to the drinking of wine at the Purim Seuda. We mentioned as well that from the Rambam, it appears that part and parcel of the Chiyuv Seuda is the Chiyuv of Mishloach Manos. Because Rambam seems to include that. When he says, Ketzad Chova Seuda Zu, what's the obligation of this Seuda? He then, after describing how one eats meat and drinks wine, he says, V'chein, and so too, one is obligated to send these Mishloach Manos to a friend. V'chein Chayav Adam L'shloach Shtei Manos Basar, Oshne mine tavshil, oshne mine ochlen l'chavero. So that association of Mishloach Manos with the Chovas Suda fits very well with the famous Trumas Hadeshen, Simen Kufir Aleph, that is discussed by the Trubas Chasam Sofer, where the Trumas Hadeshen writes that one can't send non-food items as gifts to a friend in fulfillment of Mishloach Manos, because the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to provide that which can be used in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Seuda. So if the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to enable another to fulfill the mitzvah of Seudas Purim, that makes a lot of sense why Rambam would include it in the halacha in which it discusses the obligation of the Seuda, that a subcategory of that obligation of the Seuda is the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim whether one therefore has to be careful to send dafka food items that you know the recipient can actually eat. Someone's makbid on Kemach Yashan, you send him a Chadash bakery item. Or if someone is in the Sipesach Frank's Mikroi Kodesh, if someone is a diabetic, you send them a sugar-filled food item. Sending items that one cannot eat. Achronim question whether that really fulfills the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, if it's designed to enable one to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. Rav Hershel Schachter as well, along those same lines, is makpa to send dafka food items that one would ordinarily eat as part of a suda, as opposed to what is sometimes common when you get all sorts of little candies all packaged very beautifully and nicely all together, but who eats jelly beans and sucking candies and gumballs for their Su'udas Purim? Presumably not many adults would partake of that as part of the Su'udas Purim. So there would be, therefore, a preference to giving dafka those food items that can be viewed as part of a suda, as a suuda-like item. So again, you could eat milk at your suda, even if you hold. Even if you hold, you have a chiv basar. You keep the milk first. Eat the milchiks first, then go to your basar. You can still sneak it in. It's not that you can still do. That would still work. Shlomo Zalman Arbach pointed out that from the Rambam's Lashon, that one is mechuyev to send shtei manos basar, two portions of meat, as an example of mishloach manos. So Shlomo Zalman said that one could even be yotzei with two pieces of chicken. But he provided one caveat, which is, as long as there's some distinction, meaning you get white meat and dark meat, some difference in the chicken pieces that you give, that they can be viewed as two separate manos. Otherwise, if you give two identical pieces of basar, well then, it's really just one cut into two. That doesn't make it shtei manos. Shtei manos means that there's some difference to them. So it could be two pieces of chicken, but give it white meat, dark meat. Make it some distinction, that therefore it's considered shtei manos basar. One last caveat, which Mishnah quotes, is a discussion Achronim Machalokas amongst the Achronim. Much like we spoke of the question whether you can give a diabetic a sugar-filled food item, Mishnah quotes Machalokas Achronim whether you can give as Mishloach Manos that which is not at the moment ready to eat. So Mishnah's example is raw meat. On one hand, you can cook it and then it's ready for the suda. On the other hand, right now it's not ready to be eaten. That's a Machalokas Achronim if that works as far as your Mishloach Manos is concerned. Perhaps one might extend that to apply to coffee packets. Would that be inedible? Or do we say no, coffee packets, because it's so instantly ready, just pour into some hot water. Maybe that is considered ready for eating. Also, that's perhaps worthy of discussion, whether that's also a subject that machlokas achronim as to whether that's considered roi lachila or not. In its raw state, it's not roi lachila, but doesn't take half an hour of cooking. It just takes pouring into a cup of hot water to make it roi lachila. But that also is a question that is discussed by the poskim. So,